the Maryland News Network. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone. Over the next hour, we'll bring you the latest high school sports news and discussions from around the state. Now, here's Glenn Clark.
Welcome into High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network. I am indeed Glenn Clark, joined as always by Wick Eisenberg from countysportszone.com. Wick, what's going on, bud?
Not much, man. I'm excited for the Super Bowl this Sunday. Going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about any of that. Although a couple of kids from Maryland that are involved in the Super Bowl this weekend. Mostly, I think, like DeMatha kids, like I think Rodney McLeod and Ronald Darby from the Eagles are both PG County guys. So there's a couple of connections.
Some local connections, yeah.
Yeah, that are involved in the Super Bowl. But for the most part, I don't care. So that's what it is. We got a lot to do on this show. Coming up a little bit later on, we got some great guests this week, including we were talking a lot last week about the situation with McDonough girls lacrosse team. Mm-hmm. And former McDonough girls lacrosse coach Chris Robinson is going to join the show this week to address why it is that he left the McDonough program, why it's not as salacious as maybe you think that it might be, and just all sorts of things we're going to discuss with Chris Robinson later on in the show. Also coming up a little bit later on, something awesome happened recently is former Annapolis boys basketball coach John Brady was back at his former stomping grounds. He's essentially retired.
But he jumped onto the Glen Burnie coaching staff with Mike Rudd.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they get together and play basketball games in Anne Arundel County, those two programs, Annapolis and Glen Burnie. And so when he was back at Annapolis, they dedicated the court at Annapolis High School to John Brady, which is really, really cool.
And it's definitely deserved. He was the winningest coach in Maryland's history for boys basketball at the high school level when he left Annapolis in 2016. So that's definitely deserved. And, you know, he had a great career. We're going to talk to him all about it.
Looking forward to that with John Brady. And then this is a wild story.
Yes.
I actually had been trying to get in touch with this young man a couple weeks ago when I first heard about this. But a basketball player at Longreach.
In Howard County.
In Howard County, right. Named CJ Thompson. Kind of went viral, became an internet sensation after a video that he shared where he had presented a WWE championship belt to a special needs student at the school named Shankees. And it was very popular. It was around Christmas time. It got picked up. What a cool story of, you know, a couple of kids lifting each other up. Well, apparently WWE got a hold of it, loved it, and actually invited both of them
to the Royal Rumble,
to their huge event this weekend, the Royal Rumble. Yeah. And this basketball player from Longreach, CJ Thompson, got to hang out backstage at the Royal Rumble and meet like all these wrestlers.
Yeah.
And it's just a really, really cool story.
Also cool, it should be noted that a couple weeks ago, the Wizards had also heard about it and invited both of them.
Because
they're
awesome.
Both big. Obviously, CJ plays and Shankees is a big basketball fan himself. So they got to go meet the Wizards, John Wall, Brad Beal, people like that. So
cool.
It's just been really cool. We're going to talk to them all about it. And I personally can't wait. I'm a big wrestling fan, so I'm very curious to hear about what it's like.
Very neat. So we'll talk to CJ Thompson from Longreach. Before we do any of that, let's, as always, go over the week that was, and particularly some big basketball results from the past week. And I know these are some of the games that you had said were games we needed to watch this past week, Wick, so let's go through some of them. How about we start in Baltimore County, where Dundalk took on Delaney?
Yeah, Dundalk was able to come away with a win here at home, 74-66 over Delaney. They were led by Mike Johnson and his 29 points, so a very good effort from him. Jalen Johnson got 15, Gates Cook finished with 13, and Taquan Buzz had 12. Delaney wasted good efforts from Che Evans, who finished with 19 points, and Josh Cornish, who had 18. A couple of notes. I mean, Dundalk is now 12-2 on the season, and they're 7-0 in Baltimore County play.
Wow.
So this is definitely a team you're going to want to keep an eye on going forward. Delaney is also having a very strong year. They're 10-4, but they've dropped to 4-2 in division play. And there are just a couple other notes. Dundalk led 18-8 in the first quarter, which was the largest lead of the game, which shows just how close it was the entire time. And then they were actually both teams. They were tied at 66 with 2 minutes remaining before Dundalk scored the last 8 points to seal the win. So it was a really good contest on the east side of Baltimore, and between two teams you're going to want to keep an eye on in the postseason.
And then to Frederick County, Oakdale and Linganore.
Yeah, Oakdale and Linganore. I mean, Oakdale was able to pull away with a win here, 59-41. So clearly defense won out here. It brings Oakdale to a 15-1 record. It's a big result for the Bears because they were able to top the only team which had beaten beaten them all season. And it was a close contest. It was actually tied at 28 with 5 minutes left in the third quarter before Oakdale went on a 10-0 run. And six of those points came off Linganore turnovers. So the Oakdale defense was really playing well. They recorded seven more points actually off Linganore turnovers in the fourth quarter. And that is also when J.P. DeLorenzo got hot. He scored seven of his 16 points in the final frame. Colin Schley led all scoring for the Bears, though, with 20. And Drew Jezioorzo had a really good matchup as well. 11 points, 8 assists, and 7 steals.
To MoCo, Oakdale. Oh, sorry, we already did that one. Yes. Sorry. In MoCo, of course, they're not even in MoCo. I don't know what I'm doing here.
No.
My brain just sort of
struggling
stopped functioning
today.
For a second. In MoCo, Springbrook won a thriller against Paint Branch.
Yeah, 80-76, and this is a huge win for Springbrook. They had lost by 12 points earlier in the year to Paint Branch, so a little bit of a revenge there. Matthew Ballink led the way with 29 points. Anthony Derisieux and Cameron Rucker each had 13 for Springbrook. So obviously a big win there for the Blue Devils, but it wasn't all doom and gloom for Paint Branch. Bobby Miller, who's been was expected to be one of their top players, who had a broken foot, he's recovering from that, led the way with 18 points. You know Coach Bolin at Paint Branch loves to see that. But a big reason for Springbrook's success is they were able to limit Richard Dudley, their Paint Branch's top scorer, to just 13 points, 9 of which came from the free throw line. So they were really able to keep the junior point guard in check. These are two teams that are in the same region, though, and they've split their matchups during the regular season. So for me, I would predict that we're going to see them again in the postseason.
All right, just a couple more to touch on real quick from Harford County. Joppatown with a rather lopsided win over Falston.
Yeah, big result for Joppatown, which has now won 4 in a row. It leaves Falston down in the 500 region, while Joppatown has climbed even higher in the Uckback standings. For me, this is a team to watch. Jermaine Head is an experienced, smart coach. They're always a really tough out in the postseason, and this is definitely the type of team that they're used to having sort of forming late and getting ready to make some late pushes. So for me, Joppatown is definitely a team to keep an eye on, whereas Falston is going to have to, you know, start making some adjustments to get their season going again. But they definitely have it within them to be able to do that. We'll see if they're able to put it out on the court, though.
And the big rivalry game, Poly with a win over City in Baltimore.
Yeah, Poly was able to pull this one out 61-50, which was a big change from their previous week's result against Lake Clifton when they were limited to just 37 points. A big result here for Poly. I think a lot of people were sort of seeing maybe some cracks in the armor a little bit, but this is a team that a lot of people are predicting to be able to win the 3A state championship, and they definitely played that way against their big rival. And for me, definitely, much like a couple other teams we've mentioned here, a team to watch in the postseason.
Very good. All right, when we come back in, we will chat with the former girls lacrosse coach at McDonough, an unbelievably successful coach.
Yes, about as successful as you can be.
That's right. Chris Robinson is going to join us next to tell us why it is that he's no longer the girls lacrosse coach at McDonough. It's certainly been a story that has kind of stunned the local lacrosse world, so we'll talk about that next. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here on High School Sports Line, just Glenn Clark for this segment, as Wick will rejoin me in just a little bit. Well, we talked a lot about this story last week as a lot of surprise around the local lacrosse community when we found out there was going to be a change at the top for the McDonough girls lacrosse program, one of the most dominant programs in all sports in anywhere in the world, frankly. Joining us now is the former girls lacrosse coach at McDonough. He is Coach Chris Robinson. Coach, it's Glenn. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time for us this week.
No, you're welcome.
So, Coach, as I'm sure you knew, and I'm sure you were prepared for, the moment this news got out there, holy crap, it was just theories abounded. What is going on? This is insane. How much did you expect that when you decided you were going to step away, and how much were you maybe surprised by the reaction to the news of you moving on from your role?
Yeah, I didn't expect the overwhelming response. That's for sure. Not quite the way it unfolded. I expected, there'd be, some things, and that's why, have been hauled about, making decisions and everything else. But it was the overwhelming reaction and, quite honestly, the outpouring of support from friends and associates and everything else was truly overwhelming. It was I never thought a high school girl would cross coach get so much notoriety. And it was kind of crazy.
Well, hang on a second. Not every high school lacrosse coach has won 177 consecutive games and 9 titles. So, like, it's a little bit different, obviously, for you. Coach, can you take me through the time frame that you went through in making this decision? And I think that maybe that was part of what caught people off guard, is here we are right at the cusp of the start of another season. When did you know this is what you wanted to do? And for those that haven't, you know, read what it is that you've posted on Facebook or that you've spoken about in other places, how the decision came about that you decided now was the right time?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been something that has been, you know, going through my mind for, you know, some years. And so it wasn't necessarily a situation where it was just spur of the moment. You know, there was, you know, certainly I think coaching at McDonough and the streak and, you know, and the players and the families, and it's, you know, it's all been incredible and wonderful. And, you know, but on the flip side of things, I also had a business that, you know, was a lacrosse business that was starting to boom. And, you know, the two factors were really, you know, running me into the ground. And, you know, in a situation where, you know, if anybody's ever been a private school teacher, you know, you're there from, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning until, you know, your normal teaching day ends at 3:30 or 4. And if you're coaching, you're there till 6, and, you know, you don't get time off. And, you know, if I'm getting home at 6:30, 7, by the time it's dinner, then I got to do my business. And so it was really, really a situation where, okay, you know, the win streak, the situation with the number of titles and everything else. And you're like, okay, well, I'm going to stay here one more year. I'm going to stay here one more year, you know, because you don't want that opportunity to leave. But, you know, the business opportunity grew so big this time and really needed some, you know, had some urgent things for me to take care of. And I simply just couldn't do it. I just, you know, with the family, I've got, you know, new wife and, you know, 3 more stepkids and 4 kids. So 7 kids overall and 2 full-time jobs. It was something that was just too difficult to manage. And there were just some urgent pressing things that were going on for the business this year that, that I really needed to take care of right now.
Did I hear right? Did you have a daughter that's still on the team?
Yeah, I have a daughter and a stepdaughter, both.
Both on the teams.
Senior and the junior on the team.
So how difficult was that?
It was very difficult, you know, but they both were, you know, very understanding. I mean, I've coached, you know, my daughters and stepdaughter, you know, for, you know, majority of their life. And, you know, we've had a great time together, but they understood that the, you know, this was the opportunity was now. And, you know, and it was a situation where, you know, next year, the business opportunities might not be there that I have right this second. And so it was a very difficult situation and it was a very trying time. But, you know, I mean, move forward now.
He is former McDonough girls lacrosse coach Chris Robinson, and he's with us here on High School Sports Line on the Maryland News Network. Coach, so, you know, obviously everybody has, you know, there's wild theories that abound. When you see that stuff, did you feel the need to come out and address it and get in front of it? Or did you sort of shake your head and say, like, I can't even believe, why would I deal with this? Why I can't even believe people would go there? Or, you know, maybe it's sort of part of like 2018 that you sort of understood me. I don't know. I don't know what your reaction is when you see this stuff.
Yeah, well, I think number one, I as I said in the beginning of the interview, I didn't expect the massive kind of publicity behind it, you know, and yeah, the lacrosse world publicity, you know, I mean, it certainly wasn't, you know, any type of huge news, but, you know, with everything that's going on in society and rumors abound and things are going, you know, like, you know, a lot of people just kind of assume the worst because, you know, the timing of things and, you know, why would anybody step away from, you know, 177 game streak or whatever, you know, but, you know, it's a situation, I got 7 kids to take care of and a big family and, you know, college tuitions and things of that sort that, you know, yeah, I mean, working at McDonough was great and it did great things for me, but I think anybody knows that, you know, education is not a situation where you're going to, you know, set your family up for life. And so, and I think with us going into the, National Girls Lacrosse League and expanding Robinson Sports, and the employees are all ready to go, and the way things are firing up, it's something that really, you know, like I said, the timing was not great, and I wish it could have been different, and things could have, you know, maybe gone a different way, but you know, I can't take any of that now, but just, you know, kind of move forward with the company and move forward with my family.
So I guess the next question becomes, so Nancy Love takes over on an interim basis. Mm-hmm. I know she was your assistant. One, is there any reason to think anything other than that things will continue towards 200 consecutive wins at this point? And then, you know, what do you think about Nancy? I don't know if we know where things are going to head permanently, but do you feel like she would be the right person to lead the program moving forward on a permanent basis?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Nancy was with me my entire time, and she was actually at McDonough a year before I was, you know, at McDonough. She was already an assistant coach. So, you know, she has been through everything. So if anybody can, you know, handle the, you know, the pressures of the coaching situation or anything like that, that would be great. And, you know, and also, you know, the hiring of Taylor Cummings is great.
Yeah.
You know, she brings a certain fire and intensity to program, and she's young and, you know, got kind of that name. So, and I know, you know, the girls we're leaving behind, there's a ton of talent and hardworking kids and great kids. And, so, you know, I mean, I think it's unfair for anybody just to say, okay, well, it's just going to, you know, continue on at some time. Things are, you know, there's going to be a loss, but I can tell you that, you know, and it may not be this year and it may not be 2019 or whatever, you know, but somewhere along the line, there's going to be a loss. But that program is set for a long time to be very, very strong and keep contending for IAM championships. The program is in very strong condition. Middle school teams are really good. And kids want to go to McDonald's and, you know, play. And so, it's going to be a very strong team this year and for years to come.
Congratulations on everything you accomplished at McDonough. What an unbelievable run it has been for you and for that program. And I know you're looking forward to seeing that continue. And we really appreciate you taking the time to join us this week on High School Sportline.
No, thanks. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yes, Coach Chris Robinson. We come back, we'll switch gears and talk some basketball. It's High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Meet Zelle, a new way to make money flow. I'll get back Steve, who covered tickets to the show. Pay my sister, who bought my flight where I sat next to a baby that sang all night. With Zelle, banks have my back. Huh. Money's protected. Safe funds to family and friends is expected.
Nice.
I'll pay my brother to cover the cost of the golf clubs I borrowed and totally lost.
It's all good.
The new way to send money from your banking app, Zelle. This is how money moves. More info at ZellePay.com.
Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users usually take minutes.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was going to say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy. Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on the $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here, High School Sports Line, Glenn and Wick with you on the Maryland News Network. Wick, our next guest here on High School Sports Line, one of the most accomplished coaches in Maryland basketball history, 772 wins over 39 years as the head coach at Annapolis. He has since moved on from that role and is now on the staff at Glen Burnie, but the folks in Annapolis, they know the impact that he made, and so they've decided to put his name on their court, and it's well, well deserved. He is Coach John Brady, and he joins us now here on High School Sports Line. Coach, it's Glenn and Wick. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking some time for us.
Not a problem. I don't mind doing it at all. I like it.
Now, Coach, I can only imagine what it means to you to know, as you've moved on from, you know, an unbelievable run of four decades in Annapolis, but I can only imagine what it means to you to know that your name is now on the court there sort of forever. Like, have you thought about that and what that means to you?
Well, I've thought about it. It's very flattering, but to be honest with you, it's not something that I coach for. It's nice that it happened, but that wasn't the reason I stayed in it so long.
And Coach, this is Wick here. I mean, I want to talk to you a little bit specifically about Annapolis and what made it such a good spot for you. I mean, a lot of coaches move around. A lot of them, you know, might do a couple different places where they try to coach. You were in Annapolis for so long. Why Annapolis? Why was it such a good fit for you?
Well, everything just fit for me. You know, I got the job, you know, by accident, not accident, but it wasn't a planned thing. In other words, I wasn't there. There was a JV coach, and they just moved me up when they were moved out. You know, I came from outside. I was at Andover High School, the old Andover High School, which was total end of the other end of the county. But, you know, I got in there after I got used to it, and you know, certainly had players every year. And everything just fit.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys won a lot of games there. I mean, for me, I'm just curious, do you have a top memory or a top moment? I know you guys won so much, so it might all blend together a little bit, but do you have a number one memory from coaching at Annapolis, and what is it?
Well, I'm trying to think here. I've been there so long, I don't know if I can come up with one, but most of the things I remember are things that are funny. And not necessarily having to do – well, they had to do with basketball, but they're more humorous than they are basketball-related.
Well, we'd love to hear some of those too, Coach.
Okay. One of the ones that always comes to mind is I had this guy, Carlton Thacker, who was he grew up to be 7 foot, and he never played basketball. So, obviously, you know, you see a guy 7 foot, you want him to get him involved. So, you know, I talked him into it, and he became involved. And next thing you know, Les Grizzell is interested in recruiting him. So his assistant coach came in, and he gave Carlton a pair of Maryland shoes. And, they were red, and they had the UM on them. And back then, it was tough to get size 17. And, you know, Carlton took the shoes, thanked the John coach in, and left. And next day, he brought the shoes back. And I said, what's the problem, Carlton? He says, they don't fit, Coach. I said, they don't fit. They're size 17. He goes, they just don't fit. So I took the shoes. I reached inside. He forgot to take the tissue paper out.
That's a good one. Oh, God.
Well, then they wouldn't fit.
He's also the guy in the game that he was shooting a foul shot. The referee tried to hand him a ball. He reached down and pulled out a comb from his sock and combed his hair. And he wasn't trying to be funny or a jerk. That's just the way he was. He was naive, I guess, in the game of basketball.
That's so great.
You coach for 39 years, I guess you come across some character.
Yeah, right? That's the way it works. Coach John Brady is with us here in High School Sports Line on the Maryland News Network. Coach, you know, I guess the question becomes, why now to move on? Like, why was it that after 39 years, it was the right thing for you to move on? And then why was it that joining Coach Rudd's staff at Glen Burnie made sense for you to keep going in basketball?
Well, first of all, the reason I stopped at Annapolis is I took a year off because of physical ailments. And I had 3 surgeries in a 10-month period. And when it was time to start basketball again, I just wasn't ready to do it. And I didn't want to impose upon the players or the other coaches. So I just took it off a year. And I ended up with Mike. I've known Mike since he was a player. I've known him a long time. And I get along with him.
He's a great coach.
And he's you know, he's done things a long time, and plus it's close to home.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, you know, you go from being a head coach here at a big time program. You're now an assistant coach. How's that adjustment been to go from being sort of the head coach to being the assistant coach? Have you enjoyed that?
Yeah, I have. When you're an assistant coach, you realize this after being a head coach for so long. When you're an assistant coach, you know, you can just coach and not worry about the other headaches, mm-hmm. you know, organizing, making sure guys have physicals, dealing with the parents, dealing with grades. You know, you just come in, basically, you just go in the gym, you start coaching. And the other things, you know, I admire people that do that. I did it for a long time, but it's just a headache. Eventually, it becomes a headache. Mm-hmm. And it's just easier to coach and not worry about that. I enjoy the coaching process, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You know, I enjoy the whole thing. What's that saying about if you love your job, you never go to work every day? Mm-hmm. And that's the way I felt about coaching.
And
I'm sorry, Coach.
I'm just curious. I mean, we like I said, you were a head coach for so long, and we actually had Chris Robinson on this show a little earlier, the McDonough girls lacrosse coach. He's the and you being the winningest coach in Maryland history, him having the streak that he had. There's just a lot of winning on this week's show. I have a similar question for you that we had for him though. Sustaining continued success. What's the key to it? To just be able to consistently get results like you were able to for so long. Do you have a couple keys there?
Well, yeah. The first thing is, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but the first thing is having good players. Mm-hmm. You have to have good players to start with, and we've been blessed with that at Annapolis High School. And the second thing is you have to put those players in a position to succeed. You have to fit the system to the players, not the other way around.
I mean, it seems like you did that pretty all right.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I pride myself in is I never stop learning. In fact, I've watched stuff today on YouTube, and you know, I talk to a lot of people, college coaches, and you know, you eventually come to something that you like, and you stay with it, and you know, you make little adjustments here and there. But I was fortunate that I started out at a program at Andover where the coach was very good, fundamental guy, and you know, got me into it in the right perspective.
So now the question becomes, Coach, is it awkward when you get together, like when you went over there to Annapolis on the 23rd, and I know it didn't go Glenn Burney's way. Is it weird? Like, is it weird to be over there and not going to the same locker room? Is it weird to be over there?
Yeah, the other bench.
Yeah, right?
Well, it wasn't weird because I didn't go.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes sense. It wouldn't have been weird then.
It would have been weird. I wouldn't have felt comfortable about sitting on an opponent's bench and getting a coordinated after me. Wasn't what I was looking for.
I understand that. But it's still something that is it. You know what it means to your former players, what it means to your family. I imagine that type of stuff is as important as what it means to you.
It is. It's more important to my family and all the players than it is to me. Like I said, I didn't get into coaching for, you know, just for winning alone. Obviously everybody wants to succeed, but I got into coaching because I enjoy the whole process. And, you know, that's why I've stayed in it so long. If I didn't like it, I'd have been done by now.
I was going to say, any regrets at all? Like in your, you know, this is 4 decades we're talking about as coaching. Any regrets?
Yeah, of course, there's always regrets. I regret that we didn't win more state championships.
Yeah. You did get one, though. A lot of people don't even get to that. So I saw that in 1990. Yeah. What made that group so special?
You know, it's hard to say. It's just one of those things that everything fit into place. We've had teams more talented than that team. The 93-14 team averaged 92 points a game, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
And the team that I took over when I went there first year was the most talented team I've ever had. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, you know, I wasn't the most experienced guy at the time. It goes back to I enjoyed doing it. And that team was, they were together. They knew their roles. They played hard. I don't know if you know, are familiar with the game, but it was 106-102.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it was a pretty interesting game to watch.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, I mean, final thing here for me, I'm just curious, you're on the Glenn Burney coaching staff right now. I know the Gophers are having a pretty good start to the year. What are you thinking is possible for this group, this Glenn Burney team? I know Coach Rudd always has high expectations. Is this another good year for Glenn Burney?
Absolutely. I think, maybe we underestimated what we have. I've seen pretty much all the teams play, and I'm confident that anybody in our region we can beat.
Well, Coach, it's certainly an amazing career as a head coach, and hope that you continue to enjoy this time that you're spending at Glen Burnie now, as you get to actually enjoy maybe some of your success that you've had instead of having to stress out the way that head coaches always have to stress out all the time.
Coach, I know what you're talking about.
Hey, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time for us here in High School Sports Line. We really appreciate it.
Hey, I thank you. I appreciate it.
Coach John Brady from the legendary former Annapolis coach, now at Glen Burnie as an assistant. When we come back in, we're going to switch gears and talk to a student who's done some really cool things at Long Reach. CJ Thompson's a basketball player there. The story is remarkable. We'll do it next. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
It's easy to get game day ready at your local CVS pharmacy, where you'll find everything you need to score and save big. This week only, 12 packs of Coke are 5 for $15. Select M&M's, Hershey's Kisses, and Starburst are buy one, get one 50% off. And 12-inch DiGiorno pizzas are just 2 for $10. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Caterers?
Setting up.
DJ?
Spinning oldies all night.
Gift?
Their favorite jazz album signed.
Total party cost?
$550. Just send me your half with Zelle.
Oh, Zelle. That's already in my Wells Fargo mobile app. Sending money now.
Great. Mom and Dad's 25th anniversary is going to be perfect.
Send and receive money from just about anyone with a U.S.-based bank account. Wells Fargo. Building better every day. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Services property of Early Warning Services, LLC, Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was going to say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy.
Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on the $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
The Sports Talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here on High School Sports Line, Glenn and Wick with you on the Maryland News Network. Wick, this is one of my favorite stories that we've talked about since we started doing this show.
I'm very excited right now.
So sometime in December, there was a video that went viral, and it's an unbelievable story of a story of friendship, really, of a young man who just gave his friend a gift that he knew his friend would like a whole heck of a lot. And it's a story that I think touched a lot of people's hearts. It's a story of Long Reach basketball player CJ Thompson and his friend Sean Keese. And the gift was a professional wrestling championship
belt.
An NXT championship belt. And it's led to now these guys were just at the Royal Rumble this weekend, the huge WWE event in Philadelphia, hanging out backstage with all the wrestlers.
That's
it's
so
cool.
So jealous.
CJ Thompson is with us now here in High School Sports Line from Long Reach. CJ, it's Glenn and Wick. It's so good to talk to you, man. Thank you so much for taking some time for us.
No problem.
Can you take me back? First of all, who is Sean Keese? How did you get to know this young man? And why was he on your heart that you wanted to do something for him for Christmas this year?
I met Sean Keese the first day of school because we have our first period gym class together. And he's just one of those people that you, like, can't not like. I just gravitated towards him, and we've been, like, best friends ever since.
And I guess what role did the WWE play in you guys getting along? I mean, was that something that you guys bonded over right away, or was that something that came a little bit later?
The first day that I met him, he was doing wrestling moves. And when I was younger, I used to watch the WWE all the time, so it kind of brought me back. So, you know, that's what connected us there. We would talk about, like, our favorite WWE superstars favorite moves and things like that.
Wow. And so you knew you wanted to do something like this for him for Christmas. You just wanted to get him a belt of some sort.
Oh, I knew it. I had planned this out. I was waiting.
That's so cool. What? So, like, when you saw his reaction, and it was, like, amazing. So if you haven't seen the video, Sean Keese gets this belt. He rips it out, and he just puts it on immediately. He's so happy to have this belt. What did that feel like to you? This is before any of this other stuff has happened. This is just you giving your friend a gift. What did that moment mean to you?
It was one of those moments that's hard to explain. It's just, it just felt so good, you know. It's like, because when he walked in, I gave him the belt. It's like his demeanor changed. He flipped it over his shoulder, and he had a big old smile on his face. And I said, I just made his day. And making his day just made my day. After that, I just felt great.
I want to just step in real quick because I think maybe somebody listening might not understand. Sean Keese is some sort of special needs student, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's, I think, an important part of this story. Is it's a cool thing because, you know, it's just his reaction and how much it meant to him. This is just a belt, right? Like, he didn't know then that he was going to end up meeting a bunch of wrestlers or anything like that. It was just one championship belt, and it meant the world to him, and obviously it meant the world to you.
Yes, I knew because I had talked to him about it, and I was like, "You want some action figures?" And I was like, "No, I gotta go one step above that." So I went to Target and I looked for the WWE one, but I guess they had sold out. So I was like, "Okay, I'll get him the NXT one." And I actually tweeted out the day before I did it. I said, "I can't wait to see the look on his face." And it was kind of like one of those like first day of school feelings all over again. Like I couldn't really sleep, and I came in 10 minutes before he usually gets there. And he walked in, I gave him the belt, and I don't know how to explain it. Every time I think about it, it puts a smile on my face.
That's so cool.
And we're talking with CJ Thompson from Long Reach's boys basketball team. Now this whole thing, when did you really get an idea that this thing was just going viral? What messages were you receiving from people? When did you realize, oh, this might end up being like a pretty big thing?
It was actually a couple hours after I posted it. I posted it because some parents were like, oh, take a video and post his reaction. We want to see his reaction. I'm like, okay, I'll post it. So I posted it, and like 3 or 4 hours later, it's at like 100,000 views. I'm like, okay, it'll cool off. Next thing you know, it's at 500,000, then it hits 1 million. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is going on? So people were DMing me saying how they're proud of me and how I'm a hero. I don't really look at myself as a hero. I feel like this would be a normal thing. But some of the other things they were saying was like, oh, I want my kids to shake your hand. My kids will know who you are. And when you get messages like that, it's like, wow, I really made an impact.
And all for just trying to do something cool for your friend, which is it's
a small gesture.
Yeah, it's so incredibly cool. So, okay, now how does this come about? So we go from just you giving a gift to your friend, and it's a cool thing, and people like it, and it's a neat video, to all of a sudden, this past weekend, you guys are in Philadelphia hanging out with the folks from the WWE. How did that come about, and is there any way that you can describe what that was like to be there with Sean Keese in Philly?
I think the WWE had reached out to my mom. I didn't really know too much about it. It was kind of a surprise to me when she told me. I came home one day, she's like, yeah, y'all going to the World Rumble. I was like, what? Like, what? And then, so we end up, we go down there, we go to the NXT TakeOver event that Saturday, and then we go to the Royal Rumble the next day, and just being there with Sean Keese and hearing him say, like, this is a dream come true, I almost teared up. Because it's one of those moments, it's like, I'm just grateful I was a part of it. And grateful that I could, you know, make this happen for him, because it's all about him.
Wow.
Were there any superstars that really blew him away? I mean, that he was just like, you know, sort of stunned. Who was the big one for him and for you?
Randy Orton. Randy Orton walked through. I opened my, I didn't know what to say. He screamed out his name, gave him a big old hug. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm standing next to Randy Orton. And then, of course, we had to hit the signature pose. We did our Randy Orton pose, and it was legendary.
That's so cool.
It's so neat, man. It's so neat. Like, so for all of this, did the folks back there, did they have an idea? Had any of them, like, seen your video? And were they asking you about it?
Yeah, they were coming up to Sean T. like, you're famous, dude. And it's like, you're famous. You're a famous WWE superstar. Talking to Sean Keese saying you're famous. It's like, oh my goodness. They're like, I've seen the video all over, man. I know who you are. You're the champ. It's like, wow.
That's so cool, man.
Just totally deserved. Everything was just awesome. I saw the pictures on your Twitter, saw the video. Very cool. But I guess, you know, bringing it back, I mean, what do you hope people learn or what do you hope people take away from seeing what you were able to do for Sean Keese and how it's ended up being this big thing? What do you hope people learn from your experience here?
What I hope people get from this is how one small gesture can make somebody's day or even make somebody's life. I didn't expect anything to come out of me giving him an NXT championship belt, you know, making his day, or, you know, giving my best friend a Christmas present. And what it came to, it's incredible. It's remarkable.
CJ Thompson, man, you're a light, young man. You are someone, and I know, again, that all you're saying is, look, I just gave a gift. But you're right. That sometimes that's all it is. Sometimes it's all it takes is just one gesture, and your gesture was powerful, man, and you have touched so many people. I know you guys want some more wins on the basketball floor this season. Mm-hmm. I know that there's things like that, but in the big picture of life, dude, you're a winner right now, and we can't be prouder of you. It's such an incredible story. We can't be prouder of you, and we're just so happy for you and for Sean Keese, man. Please give him our best. Thank you so much for taking the time for us.
No problem.
It's so cool. So cool, Wick.
So cool.
So cool. We'll grab a break, but nothing we're going to do after this is going to be as good as that. We'll come back in, and we'll preview the week ahead. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
When it comes to financial advice, there are a wealth of options out there. But is the advice you're getting clear and straightforward? With Fidelity Wealth Management, you'll have a financial advisor who helps you grow and protect your wealth. We'll offer strategies designed to reduce the impact of taxes while explaining our fees and your options. And we'll always offer clear recommendations for your full financial picture. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE SIPC.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
All right, Wick, we've gone through everything that's happened. Now let's take a look at what's happening.
Yes.
As we preview what's ahead this week. And this is a really sort of neat place for us to start.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what's coming up this week. If you could tell us a little bit more about a bocce championship that I don't think I knew even existed in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's allied
bocce. By the
way,
I'm Italian. I feel like I should know everything there is to know about bocce.
Maybe you should go back to high school and see if you can join the team.
Seriously.
I don't think Perry Hall had a team back when you were there, but
definitely did not.
Montgomery County, they do they have bocce there, and they're having their playoff bocce tournaments this weekend, this Saturday, specifically the 3rd. And it should be a really exciting contest. It's always a really fun one, and I've been to it
a couple times, and it's always very well attended, and it promotes and supports athletes who a lot of the time they might not be getting as much attention as other athletes.
Well, can you explain, because you sort of referenced it's an allied sport.
Yes.
I think that maybe not everybody understands what that means.
Yeah, so that is for, you know, kids who might have physical or mental disabilities who still attend the high school and lead, you know, they're just normal high school kids. They just happen to have physical or mental disabilities. And there's some kids in there as well who just volunteer to be on these teams. But it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be in four different gyms across Montgomery County, broken up into the four divisions. Einstein's hosting Division One, Sherwood is hosting Division Two, Bethesda Chevy Chase is hosting Division Three, and Damascus is hosting Division Four. It's the first time I believe that they're breaking it up into divisional matchups. Last year it was all just one big bracket, and Wooten High School was the champion. So we'll see if they are able to recover defend their championship and reclaim it again. I know I'm going to be keeping an eye on it all day on Saturday, and they always promote it big time on social media as well. It's definitely something to keep an eye on. This is just a really fantastic event. It's really what high school athletics should be all about. So for me, definitely an event you want to keep an eye on.
That's awesome. That is, of course, the Montgomery County season-ending bocce tournament. Very good stuff. All right, some girls basketball games that are big. We did all boys last week.
Yes.
So we're now going to give some love to the girls this week. A couple of big games. Let's start in Anne Arundel County, where Old Mill takes on Chesapeake.
Yeah, these are two of Anne Arundel County's top teams so far this season. Old Mill has not lost in the calendar year of 2018, and they enter this contest with a 12-3 mark. While Chesapeake has plenty of momentum as well, they're 7-2 over their last nine contests, including being on a four-game win streak. Now, these two teams faced before way back in December, and Old Mill won the first contest pretty handily, 78-51, and the key to that was Sydney Falcon, their 6'2" junior center. She finished that game with 19 points and 22 rebounds. 17 of those rebounds came in the first half, so clearly Chesapeake just didn't have an answer for her. Hannah Franklin and Micaiah Mallett both had 11 points as well to help Falcon lead the effort. So those are three players that they're going to be looking at to keep playing well, whereas Chesapeake is going to look for good performances from Brooke Worrell and Haley Downen, who top players who have had excellent seasons for them in order to reverse their fortunes in this fixture. It's been a total team effort, though, for the Cougars. Corinne Castle, Summer Smith, and Ashley Chu have also had very good seasons in sort of more supporting roles. But the key to this game, I think, will be Falcon. Can Chesapeake find a way to slow her down? It's not easy to do that. She's been able to punish a lot of teams around the state this year. It's just a big physical presence, and she's tough to hang with. So for me, that's going to definitely be a game you want to keep an eye on. Can Chesapeake hang it with Old Mill this time? They're also going to be hosting them, so they'll have home court advantage this go round.
That's Friday at 5 o'clock at Chesapeake, of course, in Anne Arundel County.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Don't say it's Baltimore County. I've been in trouble for that before.
To Howard County. Howard is at Reservoir.
Yeah, traditional powerhouse of Howard County. Howard travels to face one of the most informed teams in the state right now in Reservoir. I guess we'll start with the home side here, the Gators. I mean, Reservoir had a nightmare of a start to this season. They were 1-6 with plenty of lopsided losses. And that difficult run started with a 51-13 opening night loss to Howard. But this go-round, I think it could be very different. The group is now riding an 8-game win streak. They're 9-6 at the moment. And their recent wins against Oakland Mills and Glenelg were particularly impressive, both of which of those opponents are having sensational seasons themselves. So they've been able to do it against top competition as well. Emily Dorn has sort of been the go-to player here for Reservoir during this run, and that was on display against Glenelg. It was 21 points and 11 rebounds for her, and they only won the game 59-57, so they needed every bit of her effort there. Hydania Moore had 11 points and 10 rebounds in that game as well, and Kate Abunasser has emerged as a very key threat for Reservoir as well, so that's going to be a team that, for me, I mean, just so much momentum, but it'll be a completely different animal if they're able to beat Howard. I mean, Howard has sort of been the top dog in Howard County in girls basketball for a while now. They're expected to be a serious contender for a state championship this year, but specifically within the county, they've won three of the past five county titles, including the past two, and as of right now, they only have one loss in county play. That was to Longreach High School, and the key to their win, have been Taylor Addison. She is the centerpiece of the team. She was the county player of the year last year, 15.6 points, 9.8 rebounds, 2.7 steals, and two assists per game. That was her numbers as a junior last year. She's been playing even better this year as a senior, and she's joined by classmates Courtney Burr, who's going to be a Division I player at Stony Brook next year, as well as Madison Burris and Deanna Jones Carter. And then they've been quite fortunate this year in the emergence of a couple sophomores who have come from relatively out of nowhere to be impact players, Marissa Sanchez Henry and then Camille Malagar. They've been just really key revelations there. So for me, I mean, this is going to be a huge moment for Reservoir. Are they going to be able to step up here and beat Howard? A lot of people have sort of said this is a team that just started slow, and we'll see if their resurgence is a real thing here. But beating Howard would definitely be the step in the right direction there.
All right. And one more. By the way, that game is 7 o'clock on Friday night at Reservoir. And then one more to Charles County, where St. Charles is at North Point.
Yeah. Two top teams in the SMAC squaring off here. And North Point is having a sensational year. They're 13-4. They've won 6 straight since losing to Leonardtown on January 17th. And over that run, they've outscored opponents 295-100. The games have not been particularly close. And in the middle of it has been sophomore guard Sanaya Johnson. She's averaging 18 points per game. But junior guard Latavia Jackson has also been good with 14.9 points per game. But St. Charles, you can't count them out. They've also enjoyed a bright start to the year, and they currently sit at 10-5. Desiree Shepard, who is not the biggest at 5'5", leads the way with 14 points per game. But Asia Jones is right behind her with 13.3 points per game. And then Sarah Austin rounds out their top scorers with 10 points per game. But, I mean, on a 5-game win streak right now, North Point has plenty of momentum, too. And they were able to win the first contest, actually, 51-38. So you have to think that they're favorites. But St. Charles, I think, is going to have a better shot here than they did earlier in the year. Though with the contest being on the road, that's going to be extremely difficult.
And that game is Friday at 6 o'clock at North Point. Hey, two notes that I forgot to pass along a little bit earlier on in the show. One, I want to give a shout out to Ian Thomas. He is the former tight end at Digital Harbor in Baltimore, mm-hmm. who ended up being going to JUCO and then ultimately the University of Indiana. Mm-hmm. He had an incredible senior season in Indiana. He is definitely going to end up getting drafted
in
the NFL and was a part of the Senior Bowl last week down in Alabama. It's remarkable his rise from Digital Harbor of all places. That's an incredible thing for them. Like when you hear about an athlete from this community maybe making towards a professional sport, it's not typically from Digital Harbor.
Yeah, so very cool.
That's really, really awesome, and congratulations to Ian Thomas. We're going to be writing about him at PressBoxOnline.com mm-hmm. coming up this weekend. And then I wanted to give a shout-out to Sam Newhouse from Delaney, who was recognized with PressBox's Unsung Hero of the Month. A soccer player at Delaney. So congratulations to Sam Newhouse. Wick Eisenberg, thank you as always for your hard work this week. Mm-hmm. Same thing to Steve Clendenin, our executive producer. For the crew, I'm Glenn Clark. You can listen to this show anytime by downloading our podcast. Go to MarylandNewsNetwork.net and click Audio on Demand. This has been High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, right here on the Maryland News Network.